Arriving at jobs in baggy jeans and Timberland boots, Sarah Leo felt that she didn't quite fit the mould of a glossy, high-heeled model. Then, just a teenager in the late 1990s, she had been thrust from a normal life in Swordston into the spotlight of a hugely successful modelling career, appearing on catwalks around the world, gracing the covers of magazines, including Marie Claire and Vanity Fair, and signing lucrative contracts with major brands. But aged 21, Mrs. Leo, at the time known as Sarah Thomas and hailed as the fashion industry's next big supermodel, decided to leave her jet-setting lifestyle behind, embarking instead on a new chapter as a nutritionist. Watching her dad, Peter, play cricket, she was just 13 when she was first scouted by a local modelling agency. Soon after, she went to a casting for the cover of Company magazine and said she remembers feeling, oh, so out of my depth. At 15, she walked in London Fashion Week and travelled to Paris with her mum after finishing her GCSEs. I didn't look like the other models. I wore quite loose-fitting jeans, Timberland boots and check shirts, and the others were in heels. Soon after, a casting for Chanel propelled her career into the mainstream. I went to the casting and Karl Lagerfeld pretty much said, "I want her in my show," she said. From then on, it was so strange. One person's opinion, and it was an onslaught. And the way I was treated changed completely. After her face was on the covers of magazines around the world, as she jetted from castings to shows and to photo shoots, and juggling the full-on career with school became quite challenging, and she quit her A-levels at the Norwich School to pursue modelling full-time. "That was a hard time," she said, "and there was a lot of pressure." The demand for thin girls to model clothes also piled on pressure. "I was constantly told I needed to be thinner," she said, "which was not very nice. And I was constantly going to castings for shows and having fittings and thinking, oh, please let this fit me. I was very slim, but naturally so. I wasn't skipping meals or not eating. I never dieted, but it wasn't enough. And it was getting worse. The longer I was modelling, the girls were just getting smaller and smaller. And I loved food, and it got to the point where my agency said, let's stop doing runway shows, so I started doing more commercial work. The next few years were a blur of fashion shows around the world, work with brands and magazine and catalogue shoots, though she eschewed much of the notorious party lifestyle associated with modelling. Over that time, I realised it wasn't a long-term career," she said, "and that I just needed to cash in, so I aimed for work that would pay well. But aged 21, and with the lure of a normal life growing, the time to call it a day arrived. I just wanted a normal life. I wanted to play netball once a week. I do remember thinking, what do I want to do now? I had lost a bit of confidence academically, partly because some people do treat you as though you don't really have a brain. But with an aptitude for science and an interest in food, she embarked on a nutritional therapist course and completed a degree in human nutrition."